Okay, so we're doing the next thing.
It's a very important thing, actually.
You know, especially, you know, as... There. As he's standing in front of the pulpit, and as all the fiery darts come, you know, I would encourage each and every one of you to think about that as you think through the week and you think of Tone. That you lift him up in prayer. He's in a hard, hard position to tell the truth. He's a target. We need to lift him up in prayer. And at this moment, Jeff is going to come forward, and Pastor Tony is going to come forward. Jeff is going to offer up a prayer for Pastor Tone.
I'd like everybody to stand. Is that better?
Yeah.
We're so blessed to have this man stand in front of us week after week and teach us God's word. I've never been so blessed or learned so much about Jesus in my life, not only from the preaching, but also from his life and life of his family. God, we come before you now, Father. We're so grateful. We're so privileged and undeserving. And we thank you for our shepherd who you placed in our lives. And you know what he goes through. The torment of mind and anguish of spirit that we never see, that he really never shares but keeps it inside. The hurts is coming from work and just living in this world, but also now with his mom's sickness. You know how that bears on his heart, and his heart's heavy right now. We feel for him.
Yes.
Care for him. He cares for us. He prays for us. When we're there and we're sick, he's there and he visits us. He encourages us. He prays for us daily. Father, we're going to ask you to do a thing for him in his life. We ask for a blessing in his life by your Holy Spirit to take the heaviness off his heart and renew his joy and his peace in you, that his heart would be stirred when he's not thinking about you, that you would just grace him with your presence, lift him up. Help us to encourage him with a prayer, with a kind word, and just by loving you, Jesus, and obeying your word and loving one another, that he would be encouraged. Let him see the signs of the fruit of his years of preaching by the salvation of souls, by the walking in obedience. That will truly bless his heart. And Father, would you be with his family, his whole family, with Stacy and his boys, especially Steve and Sharon at this time. We lift them up before you. We ask for mercy. I pray you touch them. We pray for healing. We pray for hope. God of all hope, we pray for comfort. God of all comfort. Please be with them. Please strengthen and encourage him now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, and it's sort of become sort of a tradition. Okay, if I can get the envelope open.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, you're supposed to know what's happening. Oh, we're supposed to know what's happening.
Is
I don't know.
Kind of an occasion or something?
Like yeah, it's sort of an occasion. Well, you see, in October, normally the rest of the churches have a pastor appreciation. We're not stuck to a tradition. You know? We just do it whenever we feel like it. And we know that your lovely wife is taking you down to visit Mickey. So we got you some Mickey cards, of course, from the whole body of here. And we just love you and thank you. And we're having a potluck next door. Smelled all the food, huh? I'm wondering, okay, what's happening?
I'm so oblivious to everything, and it helps during situations like this.
Oh, yes, it does. You know, it's...
Liz Tiesta was bringing out some potluck. I looked at my wife and went, oh, I must have forgot. Is there a potluck? And she suggests it's a pastor's thing. And I was like, man, one more thing that I just totally forgot about.
So, if you would join us next door... And we're going to have a little potluck there, and you can tell your pastor how much you appreciate him because he's done a fantastic job. So let's bless the food. Father, once again, we thank you. You're the good provider. First of all, of good spiritual things, Father, in life. But also, Father, you provide all these wonderful physical things. So once again, we just thank you for the food that we're about to receive. And Father, we just ask it to our body's needs. And Father, as we are there, let us just have a good time of fellowship with each other and encourage our pastor as you've called us to do. We just ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now